My name is Dr. Cynthia Barron, and I am currently a principal leadership coach for the University of Illinois at Chicago in the Urban Leadership Program. I am the former chief area officer for the Chicago Public Schools since 2002, supervising more than 50 high schools during various periods of my tenure.
Hi, my name is Gloria Purifoy. I'm a college and career specialist with Chicago Public Schools, Department of College and Career Preparation.
Our goal in the Chicago Public Schools is definitely to ensure that each and every one of our students graduate post-secondary ready. We start the post-secondary access, college readiness access, as early as elementary school, ensuring that at each and every step of the way that we're making sure that all the steps for college readiness are in place.
The Chicago public school systems have really worked hard to build a foundation based on research and data to really determine how our students are doing in their pursuit and preparing for college. We've worked with the state of Illinois to implement a college and career planning and tracking tool called What's Next Illinois. This allows our students to go on and explore a variety of college and career options, to actually even apply for colleges, scholarships online through this program, to do early financial needs analysis like the EFC or the Expected Family Contribution Calculator. And we actually are able to track that data within the system. Every student has their own personal portfolio, so we can report back to schools the percentage of their students who are actually developing a four-year college and career plan. Schools can actually track that data in-house through a professional tools section. Every school has their own personal account that they can utilize to go in and see exactly what students are doing and to help guide them through the college and career planning process. So these are a few examples of the way we use our research and data analysis tools to drive our post-secondary planning process with our schools and our students.
Every week, our chief executive officer, Mr. Huberman, sends area administrators, people like myself, a report very clearly. And he goes down that report and says, which schools have made progress on FAFSA? Which schools are not making progress? What is the rate of each area? And suggestions for what we need to do for the next step.
Parent engagement is a critical piece of the college planning process. Many of our students are first-generational students. We try to engage parents in multiple ways. At the school level, counselors and college and career coaches are holding college planning nights for parents. We invite parents to come in and learn about the various college opportunities, to learn about where their student is in the college planning process, what schools they're applying for. They're going through all the steps with them, how they are academically on track to graduate, how their grades and their ACT scores tie into their options and what they're able to access, helping them to know and understand when the college application deadlines are, how they go about navigating that process.
We've had a couple initiatives in the Chicago Public Schools that started, I think, in 2008, and that was the summer transition counselor. Counselors could come in during the summer, really help to make sure that those students who were accepted at colleges and universities, or even those students who something happened and maybe they weren't accepted right away, but they still had pieces to fill out, that they made that transition. We found that to be very effective.
Through our partnership with the National Student Clearinghouse, we're actually able to provide yearly college enrollment reports that tell our students, that tell our schools, that tell our parents where your students plan to go. Here's where they ended. They actually enrolled in this institution, and as long as we have a student's valid Social Security number, we can track and trace those students in whichever college they enroll in. These pieces of data are what we use to tell a story to our schools, the brutal truth of how our students may not be accessing the institutions of fit, of match as they should, the wonderful work that they're doing when we're seeing our college enrollment grow by leaps and bounds.
We as parents and our students is not necessarily what your ACT score is, not necessarily what your achievement scores are, but are you college ready? And what's it going to take to get there? And so I think that's why we've made so much progress as a district, because we have ways to measure our growth in a lot of the key indicators, and we are being very intentional about our efforts.